to Cousin Jed, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seem like that guy singing this song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything he knows that he ain't said? Sing a song for freedom, sing a song for love, sing a song for depressed angels falling from above. growing down on the double E. It's a new morning nodding on the green, bouncing off the towers. The sun's headed down to the street. Is headed for the porch because Grandma puts down the paper before Grandpa raises his fork. A little love and affection in everything you do. Some songs tonight that you haven't heard before, and then we're going to do some old ones for you. We're going to dust off a few of them. So just sit back and relax. These songs are about Greendale, a little town. Family lives outside of Greendale, a couple of miles outside of town in a little ranch. Green family, Earl and Edith Green, and their beautiful daughter, Sun Green. Sun Green is a 18-year-old student at Greendale High School. She's a very good student. Matter of fact, she's doing her homework right now. She's working on a book report. It's a book, it's called How to Use the Media, written by a California lawyer. And she's also working on a year-end project called Saving the Alaskan Wilderness by Sun Green. Mom and Daddy don't know. with the sunshine in her eyes. Cruising by the bars in honky-tonks where she met Grandma and caught that young man's eye. Dusty white Eldorado, cruising through the trees, slipping through the shadow of what used to be. Back in the day, just a little town, and there was a jail built there in 1911, just a one room, but the different thing about this jail is the devil's been living there since 1911. Of course, he doesn't have to stay there, because he can just walk out through the door whenever he feels like it, or through the bars, melt through the bars, whatever he wants to do. So he likes to make fun of the prisoners and then leave and go for a walk in town, see if he can scare some old ladies or some tourists or something. Then, of course, he has the rest of the world, and he gets around. It's pretty easy to tell he's getting around pretty good. So, down by the ocean side, there's a harbor down there, and Captain John Green keeps his boat there. He's got some bad blood with the rest of the Green family, so he doesn't go into town very much. And he's telling his crew why they shouldn't go into Greendale. But before he tells anybody anything, I gotta get the right harmonica. Hey, I was right. I had it already. Wow. I'm on a roll tonight, folks. We'll be right back. without his ball. Some things are getting better, other things a little worse. It's a situation much like a curse. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Sign, it's a little green sign. It says leaving Greendale. And the Chamber of Commerce and the Mayor's Office got together, had several meetings deciding on the size, shape, and color of the sign. The sign was finally raised about 18 months ago and put in the ground. And then a few days later, there was a huge clear channel billboard put up that obscured the sign and no one can see it anymore. Board. But the billboard has its reason for being there.
Play some music!
It's part of something big. Officer Carmichael's under the billboard now on his cruiser, waiting to fill his quota, watching the highway.
Hung in his closet, guns all over. buildings and engineers, and a book with no numbers to call. The whole town was stunned. They closed the post highway for 12 hours. No one could believe it. Jet was one of ours. Meanwhile, across the ocean, living in the internet, is the cause of an explosion no one has heard yet. But there's no need to worry, there's no reason to fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us. And we'll be watching you in everything you do. And you can do your part by watching others too. Jed had always been good to him, never gave him any grief.
Officer Carmichael was a good man, and he was missed by everybody in Greendale. He was the kind of cop that directed traffic and watched out for the kids around the school. He was a young man, but he left a widow behind.
So was the ice cream man.
She was devastated. She had her friends over to the house, and they were taking down all of Carmichael's pictures in his police outfit and pictures of him with his brothers in the cruisers and those duck hunting pictures. She didn't like those very much. just trying to forget about some parts of Carmichael. She had her best friend Ann over, and Ann's girlfriend was there too, and they were going through his drawers and going through some of the closets and trying to get rid of some of the things that were upsetting the widow. He found out Carmichael had a few secrets.
force in everything he did. It's like we got a big hole in our side where he fit. If any of you officers would like to say a word, now would be the time to be heard. Thank you, Chief. I sure would. Carmichael was a partner of mine. He was always very careful, and he played it straight down the line. One by one, the officers spoke, and the service drew to a close. He had no living relatives, but his wife, who never showed. She just couldn't face the men. They all understood. They got in their cars and drove home as directly as they could.
course got back to normal. Carmichael was replaced. For 1 year, nobody parked a car in Carmichael's space. I told you a little bit about Earl being a Vietnam vet and becoming a painter when he got back from Vietnam, painting psychedelic pictures for a living. And he never could sell any. And one night he was very depressed. He didn't want to go home. Been out trying to sell his paintings all day, driving around in his Winnebago full of paintings. He stopped at a motel, and took his laptop computer in there, and tried to get on eBay, see if he could sell some paintings, but he couldn't figure out how to register. And, he was pretty depressed that night, and it's my job here tonight to sing a song about Earl, and it's a very quiet song, and I have to do this, and I have to do it by myself. I hope you can help me out. Oh, you've seen me do this kind of thing before, I know.
Yeah!
But Earl's a big guy, much bigger than I am. So I have to sing low to make myself sound bigger. I can't yell over the song, no. Only you can yell over it. Turning the pages in this old book seems familiar. Might be worth a second look. Wrapping up dope in a paper bag, talking to yourself, taking a drag. Who you kidding with what you say? Doesn't matter, they'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. Time to relax now, men give a hell. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. You didn't bet on the Dodgers to beat the Giants, and David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Do you because half the money's gone. A month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? Can't go to your brother, because that money's all gone. Can't go to your friends. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Like a bandit for so many years. What are you working for? One more big score? What are you trying to prove? Try to get closer, but not too close. Try to get through, but not be through. Nobody can touch you now, but I can touch you now. You're invisible. You got too many secrets. Bob Dylan said that, or something like that. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Great audience, I'm telling you. Thank you.
Greendale! everybody.
How you doing out there? Grandma and Grandpa live in Greendale. They woke up one morning with a big noise outside their house. There were all kinds of people out there, and cameras and vans and helicopters hovering over their house and everything. The media surrounded their house, and they wanted to interview Grandpa, find out what happened to Jed. They wanted to interview everybody in the Green family and find out how they felt about having a cop killer in the family. Who'd want to do an interview like that? So anyway, Grandma and Grandpa went out the back of the house and jumped in the Eldorado and headed out of town and went and visited at the Double E.
Towards the county jail.
a note from Lenore. Sun touched the cold steel bars as she pushed the letter in. Jim took it up and read it, and he couldn't hide a grin. Outside the jail window, crow flew across the sky, completely disappearing behind each bar. And then a helicopter flew by. Say hi to Earl and Edith. Tell them I'm doing fine. Tell them it's time for you to leave home now, son. They ought to cut the line. Can Grandma come and see me? I got a new song to sing. It's longer than all the others combined, and it doesn't mean a thing. Trying to talk.
Go out now and see the world.
I got his dinner in the car. All these vans have blocked our road, but we can carry it. It's not too far.
Thank you very much.
Paradise, our state of fear.
got great reviews. Thank you. a butterfly and see what remedy brings. The goddess in the planet wars, trying to save the living thing. But that might not be easy, living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies, there's much work to be done. Falling. Yeah, rain was falling and we're soaking wet. Hail is beating down on our head. Wind blowing through our hair. Faces frozen in the frigid air. We gotta get there,
Alaska.
We gotta be there before the big machines. We've got the job to do. We got to save our earth.
Oh,
It's too dark to put the keys in my ignition. And the morning sun is yet to climb my hood on. But before too long, I might see those flashing red lights. Look out, Mom, 'cause I'm coming home tonight. Think I'll roll another number for the road. I feel able to get under any load. Oh, my feet are on the ground. I've been standing. Happy smile.